The U.S. Supreme Court today reviews state regulations on tobacco advertising and how far states may go to limit outdoor ads that are aimed at adults but seen by children. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In 1999, a coalition of Massachusetts health and consumer groups persuaded the state to adopt perhaps the stiffest regulations on outdoor tobacco advertising in the country. In adopting the regulations, the state cited numerous studies showing that limiting youngsters' exposure to tobacco ads results in a decrease in the number of young people who take up smoking, and that more than 80% of all smokers begin their habit under the age of 18. Or as medical oncologist Dr. Jack Evjay puts it,
"They don't capture these young people to their marketplace by the age of 18, then they don't get them later on."
Dr. Evjay is past chair of the anti-smoking coalition that led the crusade for the Massachusetts regulations. Among those regulations, a ban on all outdoor advertising of tobacco products within 1,000 feet of a school or playground, and a ban on advertising inside an establishment that's placed at children's eye level, that is, no ads are permitted any lower than 5 feet. Tobacco manufacturers and retailers promptly went to court to challenge the new rules, claiming, among other things, that the regulations unconstitutionally limit free speech. They lost in the lower courts and appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which will hear arguments in the case today. The first question in the case is whether the Federal Cigarette Labeling Act, first adopted by Congress more than 3 decades ago, preempts and preserves for the federal government all questions of tobacco advertising. The tobacco companies argue that it does, and that the clear language of the federal law forbids the states to regulate advertising in the name of health and safety. But the state of Massachusetts counters that it is not regulating the content of ads nor any message about health or safety. It is just regulating the place and manner of ad placement, and that is a zoning function that the federal law specifically left to the states. If the Supreme Court decides the states are not forbidden to regulate the placement of ads, it will move on to a much meatier question in terms of commercial speech, namely, how far can a state go in regulating the advertisement of a legal product to adults when children are inevitably exposed as well? Dr. Evjay compares the state's limits on tobacco ads to its limits on the sale of dirty movies and books.
Some people think that selling tobacco products is legal, and it is to adults, but it's not to kids. So any effort to advertise products that are harmful, like tobacco or pornography, to young people is just clearly illegal.
Not so, say the tobacco companies and retailers. They contend that the ban on all outdoor ads within 1,000 feet of a school or playground effectively eliminates 90% of the landmass in the state that's usable for ads. Indeed, they argue, the breadth of the law can be seen in its impact on small vendors like L.J. Peretti Company, a traditional cigar store that's been located for over 100 years on Park Square in Boston, across from the Boston Common. Because the city of Boston placed an athletic field in the Common, less than 1,000 feet from Peretti's, the tobacco advertising ban by its terms would require the store to strip its facade of the term tobacconist and the word cigars. Mark Berlind is associate counsel for Philip Morris. Yes, he concedes, tobacco use is dangerous, but it is legal, and as long as it is legal, the state cannot cut off all advertising to adults just to make sure that children are never exposed to ads. In short, that companies have a right to communicate with their customers.
It's an important case because if the Supreme Court rules against the tobacco companies here, what it's likely to mean is that when you have adult products that are clearly not for kids, that the state or Congress or whomever is passing the law is permitted to essentially ban all advertising with respect to that product. And that would be a pretty radical contraction of our understanding of what the First Amendment is supposed to protect in terms of commercial free speech.
That's nonsense, counters the state of Massachusetts. The state has narrowly tailored its law to protect areas frequented by children, and the tobacco companies and retailers are free to advertise not only in some outside areas, but also in magazines, newspapers, and by direct mail. State Attorney General Tom Riley notes that in the aftermath of the tobacco companies settling the cases brought against them by 46 states, the industry has increased its advertising to $8.2 billion a year. That staggering amount, he asserts, is aimed at recruiting the next generation of smokers.
When they increased their advertising by 23% after the master settlement agreement, they know right where they're going and they know who they're going after.
That's why, Riley says, Massachusetts and other states have adopted new regulations that go farther in restricting outside ads than what the tobacco companies agreed to in the settlement. Moreover, he contends tobacco is unlike any other product.
If it is used as it's intended to be used, it can't kill you.
A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.